Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my beautiful and talented co-host, Anita Stokes-Thomas. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook, blogtalkradio.com, or my website, www.danschlossberg.net. Tonight, in the 334th episode of Travel Itch Radio, we'll learn all about my favorite spot in San Diego, the Sophia Hotel on 1st and Main, from Assistant General Manager John McClain. Welcome back, John, to Travel Itch Radio.
Hi, Dan and Anita. It's so great to be back on Travel Itch Radio, and thanks for having me back on the show again. It's been a while since you had me on, but of course you had 334 shows so far, so who knows?
Well, you haven't had too many repeaters, so the Sophia is pretty special to me, at least. I've been there a few times. And, John, you know how much I love the Sophia. Looking forward to my third stay with you in December. But I wanted to share your story again with my listeners. So let me ask you, if you sat next to a stranger on a plane, what would you say to convince him or her to stay at the Sophia?
Well, I think the Sophia Hotel's location in downtown San Diego. It's just steps away from the world-famous Gaslamp District. It's our entertainment, dining, and retail hub. And I think that our value sets us apart, and we offer personal touches that perhaps some of the larger chains do not. Like, for example, we have yoga classes, walking tours, urban beach cruisers we let our guests take out. Our rooms feature mini fridges, microwaves, and towels even big enough for me. We have meeting rooms, too, that include a boardroom equipped with a 75-inch television, and our HD TVs in the room include HBO and a variety of sports channels. And the Sophia was formerly a Pickwick Hotel, opened in 1926, so the property has retained the charm and history of that period, but it also is modernized with exciting things like things that I get excited about, like central air, new plumbing, and electrical.
Well, the history is quite significant. So you just touched on it a little bit, you know, with telling us when it was founded in 1926. So it reopened in 2006 as the Sophia. So tell us a little bit more about the original property and how much of it has been retained. What exactly has been retained?
Oh, that's a great question, Anita. The the original architecture of the building from 1926 has been restored. So in our corridors, the exterior architecture is restored. In our corridors, you'll find light sconces featuring different historic facts about the property. And if you're a fan of social media, you can visit our Facebook page, the Sophia Hotel, S-O-F-I-A, Hotel, for a Throwback Thursday. We did a penny postcard today of the property from the early 30s. I don't know if anyone knows what a penny postcard is. You have to Google that, because that was even before my time. Great question.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, that sounds very interesting. I have to check that out, because I'm not sure if I know what a penny postcard is. I think I know. But now, you have more than 200 rooms, but everyone seems to be a little bit different. So please tell us a little bit about the configuration of your rooms.
Yes. You guys are getting good on this show. Wow, the configuration. It's Sophia's, it's 100% it's 100% smoke-free property. And since the property was built originally in 1926, you know, you'll find the square footage of the rooms is a little smaller, but the design is smarter. There's we have one queen, one king, two double beds, king bed studio suites, and two double bed suites. Usually, when Dan stays here, we roll out a special suite for him, but. We do offer accessible rooms.
Of course.
We put a throne in there. But we do offer, of course, even though the hotel was built in the 20s, we offer accessible rooms and suites and even designated pet-friendly rooms. We found that dogs make better guests than pets, or sorry, than humans. So I blew that punchline. When I mentioned design, rooms feature wall-mounted 42-inch HD pure HD feed TVs, desk with ergonomic chair, in-room safe, mini fridge, microwave, lighted vanity mirrors, and more. So even though they're small, they're packed with a lot of functional items.
Well, it sounds fantastic, and I love the idea of it being pet pet friendly. I love that idea because I like traveling with my dogs, and I'll also say that my dogs, especially one of them, likes traveling with me too. I can hardly go anywhere without him.
That's so right.
So tell us, John, do you offer any package plans to make things easier for guests? And what is your average length of stay?
Great. Yeah, our website, well, I'll answer the length of stay is 2.8 nights, but that's just my accounting side talking there. But some people do stay in San Diego at least 3 nights. They want to stay 3 nights, 4 days. But, you know, our website's really it offers discounted rates on all available room types, you know, at the time that you're inquiring, including an easy and quick way to earn spendable rewards through the guest book. It's called the guest book, and it takes just a couple minutes to enroll. You can even enroll through Facebook just in a minute. So we offer more a la carte things. We do offer spa treatments in a dedicated spa treatment room at the hotel. So guests, they don't have to leave the hotel to enjoy a variety of treatments, including facial and body treatments and massage and even couple massage treatments. They're all provided by Synergy Spa Solutions. They've been with us since we opened over a dozen years ago. So, you know, we do offer a lot of things that people can do at the property.
That really sounds very nice. So we're talking tonight with John McClain of the Sophia Hotel in San Diego.
And, John, how about peak and bargain times? The weather is so nice in San Diego. I bet there is no slow season.
No, San Diego, slow season, no. San Diego does not experience a lot of seasonality because of the fantastic year-round weather. But with our downtown location, you're close to San Diego International Airport. You know, we're welcoming more international guests and convention guests in the spring, summer, and fall. And then we have many repeat guests driving in from L.A., Orange County, and people from Las Vegas and Arizona escaping the heat in the summer months. And then San Diego's really it's more popular than ever for people living in the northern part of the country, perhaps like you, snowbirds in Canada in the winter months. And, you know, golf's played here year-round, so in San Diego.
Well, location is everything, and I know that you're pretty close to the waterfront, the trolley train station, the airport, the gas lamp district, and Petco Park. Most of these things are walking distance, aren't they?
Wow. Yeah, Dan, you could fill in for me, you know, for me yourself with all the knowledge of San Diego you have. That's awesome. And the Sophia. You know, I mentioned the word, I think, the world-famous gas lamp district earlier, and we're a great place to stay for baseball fans from visiting teams that stay here. They love to stay here. And San Diego Padres fans. The beautiful Petco Park baseball complex is just a 12-15-minute walk from the Sophia. And guests attending the games here, we provide them with a little Sophia logo stress baseball. I know you like that, Dan. And we've also been we've been a little stressed here in San Diego since the All-Star break, so with the Padres. But, yeah, plenty to do nearby for sure.
I think we should elaborate a little bit on the Gas Lamp District, John. Tell people what that is.
Yeah, the Gas Lamp District is totally restored, and it's the entertainment. You've got entertainment, retail, and tons of food and beverage, nightclubs. It's kind of like it's like our Bourbon Street, but it's not quite as wild. And you know, you can find anything.
It used to be quite as wild, didn't it? Years ago.
I think it used to be, yes, because it was really more – that's where a lot of the naval officers and enlisted men went to party back in the day.
And they're still all over town because San Diego is a big military center, especially Navy, Coast Guard, I think Air Force as well. And you see men in white everywhere.
That's
so,
correct.
Bills, if you're listening, you might want to aim for San Diego. John, does the hotel have a shuttle for people who don't have a car, or is there are there alternate ways to get around? What do you suggest?
Well, with our location, our location is a little less than 3 miles from San Diego International Airport, so most of our guests end up taking taxi cab, Uber, or Lyft over to the hotel. And once you're at the hotel, you can pretty much walk most places. The harbor is just 4 blocks away on one side. The convention center is about 6 blocks the other way. And so, you know, there are a lot of scooters were dropped in San Diego, so there's a lot of Bird and Uber scooters around. You know, people do end up taking those. They need to make sure they're following safety procedures and precautions. But it's walkable, you know, so you can get around that way.
Well, what are some of the closest attractions to the hotel?
Well, we've got the that's a great question. The USS Midway, that's the world's largest floating museum, and it's located just a short walk from the hotel downtown. And like we were just touching on with the U.S. Navy Western Fleet based here, it's a perfect location for this amazing attraction. I mean, you'll want to block off a few hours for this. Go on to the USS Midway, and when you get on top of that flight deck, man, what a view from there of the entire bay. It's awesome. Great attraction. Just probably 10-15 minute walk from the hotel.
Sounds like fun. And we're talking tonight with John McClain of the Sophia Hotel in San Diego. So, John, does the Sophia have a restaurant?
Yes, there are a few dining options within the hotel. There's a restaurant called Current American Brasserie, and it's open for breakfast, lunch, brunch, dinner, and happy hour. And it's located in our lobby. It features like new American cuisine, French flavor, but not the pricing of the I don't really want to say snobbiness, but, you know, it's very casual. It's a great casual spot to grab a bite inside or out. There's a lot of televisions to watch your favorite game, Dan. And even with a patio dining area, that's perfect for our weather. And there's also a Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf outlet in the building. It opens at 5:30, great for East Coast travelers. Grab a coffee early, assorted, you know, croissants, pastries. And then Tender Greens is also in the building, too. And I think that's a new restaurant since you were here, Dan. And a lot of West Coast guests will recognize that chain, Tender Greens, in the hotel facility.
Okay, John, a second ago you mentioned scooters. Is that Segways? Same thing?
No, these are scooters that people can activate with their credit card, and it's an app, and they're off.
Okay.
They rent them by the. It gets charged by the distance.
Ah, okay.
There's literally thousands of them right now. Mm-hmm.
I remember I came close to being run over by a couple of Segways the last time I was in town, but I was admiring those guys the way they got around. They did pretty well.
This is a recent phenomenon, so yes.
Okay. I know that Sophia is a longstanding member of Historic Hotels of America, which means you have to be at least 50 years old and meet certain standards. Some people like me love that affiliation. I've stayed in more than 50 member properties. How does that membership help the Sophia Hotel?
Wow, you stayed at 50 hotels. You do get around, Dan.
Yeah, a little bit.
For the Sophia Hotel being a proud member of Historic Hotels of America, you can visit them at historichotels.org. It provides access to some 80 million people who love to stay at historic properties and are interested in travel and history at the same time. And also helps us celebrate the historic preservation of the property.
I also want to mention that Anita is well-traveled, probably even more so than I am. She's always on the road. So, Anita, how many Historic Hotels of America members have you visited? Do you know?
I don't know. I was thinking about that. I need to start keeping a record so I can catch up with you.
If you look in their directory, you can just check off or take a look in the index or whatever. And Mark, how many? That's what I did. And I figured there are more than 50 that I've stayed in.
Wow.
But
okay.
Sophia is one of the nicer ones. It really is. And I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel It Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Anita Stokes-Thomas. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel It Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. And we're talking tonight with my friend John McClain, Assistant General Manager of the Sophia Hotel in San Diego. John, I've got to ask about the name of the hotel. The only other Sophia I know is Sophia Loren, but I'm sure there's another explanation for this one.
Yes, the Sophia Hotels, it's unique as its ownership are locals. It's owned by locals. And Sophia was chosen as the name of it's one of our owner's grandchildren, but the name also has a lot of international allure, and you can certainly continue to associate us with Sophia Loren, Dan. That's fine.
Okay, we got her permission, right? Okay, Anita, the ball is in your court.
Yeah,
I was gonna say the only thing is people didn't expect to meet her there. That's the only thing. So you have to rank that too, John.
Okay.
So,
I'll see what I can do.
Jen, please. Yeah, please. I'd love to meet her myself. So, Jeff, please tell us a little bit about some of the awards and honors the hotel has won.
Oh, sure. We do have on our mezzanine level of the hotel, not bragging, but we have probably about 30 plaques of and awards that we've received over the years, and a lot from our online travel partners like Expedia, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, Priceline. We're recognized, you know, we evoke a lot of guest reviews, whether that's good or bad. We some hotels with 5 times the amount of rooms have fewer reviews than us. So we love that we keep it organic. We have a lot of reviews there, and all the local shows stay with us too. The plays that are in town because the theaters, the Civic Theater and the Balboa Theater, are just a block away from us. So we do have a lot of cast who stay with us, and they love it.
Sounds great. Now, since we're coming up on the end of the summer, it's just in a couple of weeks away. So should potential Sofia guests think about booking now for the winter holidays?
Yeah. I mean, our summer in San Diego does extend for a few more months, but during the winter holidays, you can find some of our lowest rates of the year. And again, I'd recommend going to the sofiahotel.com and plug in the dates of stay you're interested, book now, lock in your best deal. And if your plans change, you can always cancel for free, you know, 48 hours prior to arrival. We never charge you up front. Changing, canceling rooms is always easy with us.
Okay. And speaking about coming to San Diego, John, I'm always amazed at your airport. There's only one runway, and flights take off and land every 90 seconds. I guess it helps to have really great weather all the time, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely, yes. The airport, it isn't closed very often for weather. We don't have any snow or ice de-icing going on. And if the marine layer does get too thick, planes, they land in the opposite direction flying over Ocean Beach, so that runway always stays open.
Okay, so fog is not a problem there like it is in San Francisco.
No. The marine layer occasionally in the morning, but it usually burns off. And it's weather's great.
Okay, and visitors can expect to see, as we mentioned a minute ago, lots of ships and sailors. San Diego is a huge naval base. I enjoyed taking a couple of sightseeing cruises by both land and sea when I was in town the last time. And you can actually walk up to the sightseeing place where all these tours leave from. The Gold Trolley, I believe, was one of them. Can you talk about some of the sightseeing options?
Yeah, you know what I would do to get a great vantage point of San Diego is go up to Cabrillo Monument, and it's a national park. I think it's a $15 fee to get up there. And you can literally see the entire San Diego Bay all the way to Mexico, Coronado Islands. It's gorgeous. And it's Cabrillo Monument, and if you haven't been in San Diego, check it out. You'll thank me.
And we're talking tonight with John McLean of the Sofia Hotel in San Diego. So, John, we must mention the San Diego Zoo because it's so well known. Is that still the city's top attraction?
It is one of the top attractions for sure, if not the top. The San Diego Zoo, it's located in Balboa Park. Balboa Park's the country's largest urban park. It's just a couple of miles from us, the hotel here. And I think there's still over 3,500 rare and endangered animals housed there. So it's special.
And if visitors can get out to the Hotel del Coronado, isn't that where they filmed Some Like It Hot with the famous scene of Marilyn Monroe's white dress blowing up in the wind?
Yes. Yes, and I have seen it. So I'm, you know, I thought I was younger than you, but maybe I guess I'm older. But Coronado Island, Dan, is just across the bay, and guests can actually take the ferry across the bay for I think around $7. What a great way to get over there! And that island is just great. You can rent a beach cruiser over there, take it around, and it's about a mile long, the island. And the Hotel Del that you mentioned, it's also a historic hotel. And in the winter, they even have they feature an ice rink on the beach where you can skate.
I actually did that the last time I was there, so that was really enjoyable. John, have a lot of other movies been filmed in San Diego? And how about right in the photogenic lobby of the Sofia Hotel?
Well, yeah, Ron Burgundy, he started his broadcasting career here. And that was a joke, by the way. but I heard Anchorman was filmed here. Yeah. But I did hear that they just finished filming Top Gun, the new movie coming out in 2020. And the Kansas City barbecue that was seen in the original Top Gun movie is still downtown, open today. I was just there last week. And it's about a 10-15 minute walk from the Sophia. And as far as the Sophia Hotel, KGBFM radio broadcast, the voice of sunny San Diego, used to broadcast from the hotel building in the 30s and featuring Art Linkletter in the 1930s. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Now, let's switch gears a little bit here because our listeners always like to know a little bit more about our guests. So can you please share a couple of things like where you were born, raised, where you went to school, and how you got into the travel hospitality industry, and also how you came to San Diego, and especially how you came to the Sophia?
Oh, great. I grew up in an airline family, so we traveled a lot when I was younger. My dad worked for United Airlines for 40 years, so most of my dad's friends were hotel managers. They're always coming over the house or wherever. We were staying in hotels. We got to meet them. And my dad always arranged tours of the hotels when I was young, and he included the tours included the back of the house or the heart of the house, we call it now. And it was fascinating to see how different those areas were compared to the front of the house or the lobby areas of restaurants and bars and hotel rooms. I kind of just loved working the back of the house. And my first job was in a purchasing storeroom. Loved taking care of all the food items, rotating, stocking, alcohol, you know, beverage, keeping control of all that. That was exciting to me, and receiving items off the table. Mm-hmm. So I got into it kind of in the back of the house was my love, and then I transferred over. But I did attend, we moved to Canada when I was young. I grew up there. I left Canada quickly when I could to attend UNLV's hotel school in Las Vegas. And that was back when the biggest sports ticket in town was Jerry Tarkanian's Run of Rebels. And I met my wife 30 years ago coming to San Diego, and we had the opportunity to return here and assist with the launching of a new hotel brand. So I've been blessed and lucky in this business, and the employees working at the Sophia really are true professionals and always seem to have a smile. And so they inspire me every day. That's what keeps me coming back, working in hotels.
Yes. Now, we're talking with John McClain of the Sophia Hotel in San Diego. And, Johnny, is there anything that we haven't asked you that you would like to add?
Well, I think later this year I did want to mention that our ownership here is launching a multi-million-dollar redesign of all of our bathrooms. And the designs look beautiful. I don't get involved in that stuff because I just and then our after that we're going to be completely redesigning our guest rooms. And although we do continuously update them, nowadays these – designs are incredible for efficiency and aesthetics, and so we're excited about that, continually making the property better for our guests.
Well, how do Travel Itch Radio listeners learn more about the Sophia Hotel?
I think the easiest way is just to hop online and like our Facebook page, because you know we're like you guys have a great Facebook page, by the way, Travel Itch Radio, and we do update that with you know, our specials that are going on and just little things about the property, maybe the people who work here and so on. It's kind of fun. And then visit our website. I mean, and if you call us, you'll always get a live person at the hotel. You can call us at 800-826-0009, toll free if you want. We're going to our website. We don't outsource our reservations department, so everybody's here on property, which is nice.
Okay, I want to ask you, John, how big is your staff? You mentioned your staff a couple of times, and I agree with you that they are wonderful. How big is the staff?
Well, we're pretty small. We have, you know, we're a little over 200 rooms, so we're pretty small. But we, we have a little over 50 people working here. So it's a small company.
Okay. And since you live in San Diego, one of the most beautiful cities on the planet, where do you go on vacation?
Nowhere. I go home. I try and drive by the beach.
Do you go back to Toronto to visit family? Do you still have family in Toronto?
No, I don't. I do. I go back occasionally when one of my friends gets remarried, but I try and make a point, and I still pinch myself when I drive home and I can see the. I try and get out before the sun sets, to watch the sunset and drive by the beach if I can every day. It's just, I still pinch myself when I live in San Diego. So love it.
And one of the things that came up in response to one of the things you said there's going to be a multi-million-dollar redesign of the bathrooms in the Hotel Sophia, Sophia Hotel. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to be there in December. Is my bathroom going to be a construction zone?
No, because we'll work seamlessly. We do it floor by floor, and we work pretty quietly and do that. But I think yours may be ready by then, Dan. And we'll if I do trips on this show, yeah, I haven't struck out yet. So, but yeah, we can talk about it. But I'll make sure yours is done.
I appreciate that.
It's gonna be phenomenal. Yes, absolutely.
Here's a hockey guy using a baseball analogy.
Hey, launch
whatever
angle,
works,
exit
right?
velocity. I'm a baseball guy now. I watch it all. I love it.
Well, I've got to endorse the Padres. They've made some good deals. I'm not sure about the last one where they, you know, that three-way trade with the Reds and the Indians, but yeah, they made some good deals.
Right.
They have some young players. Good farm system.
Yes, definitely. And Petco Park, if you haven't been there, and even if you're not a fan of either whatever team's playing and you're in town, that Petco Park is just gorgeous. And there's so many local craft beer companies that are there, local food companies. The view is amazing. The grounds, the planes land right in the outfield. They fly by. It's spectacular.
Well, having been there for the All-Star game a few years ago, I totally agree. I really enjoyed the whole experience when the game was hosted by the Padres in Petco Park. So thank you, and for whatever you did as part of that, because I know that the whole town contributed to that. So our special guest tonight has been John McLean, Assistant General Manager of the beautiful Sophia Hotel in San Diego at First and Main. If you're going to San Diego, there is no other place to stay. Don't even think about it. So stay at the Sophia. Great place. John, thank you so much for your time and thoughts.
Thank you, Dan and Anita. Thank you so much again. Great talking with you guys. Hope you have a great rest of the night.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
Okay. Thank you, John. And thanks, Anita. And listeners, when you're thinking about gifts for late summer birthdays or beach reading, how about my book, The New Baseball Bible, which I'll be signing at the Sophia Hotel in December. It's a 424-page illustrated unorthodox history of baseball. Not only the most unusual baseball book ever published, but 424 pages for less than a sawbuck. Such a deal. Order on Amazon.com today as a gift for your favorite baseball fan or for yourself. And that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Next week, an unusual show. We will talk to Brian W. Smith about his attempts to preserve Saint-Germain-des-Prés, a Parisian church built in the year, are you sitting down, guys? 543 AD. Same time, same station, same writer, and same announcers. Now, this is the writer, Dan Schlossberg, along with my beautiful and talented co-host, Anita Stokes-Thomas, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.
Good night.